What's up, everybody? My name's Aaron, and this is Diner Discussions. So today, we have an episode from the Vault. Here at the diner, we have specific stuff that we release. Some things slip through the cracks and some things get held back. For whatever reason. Sometimes it's just because it's not the right time. Like, we've got too much stuff coming out, we can't fit it in. Sometimes it's an episode that we record, then somebody calls me and says, hey, can I be on the show? And so we, you know, want to get them on, so we sacrifice another episode, especially ones that it's just me, you know, doing an update live or something. But so that's what we're doing here today. I hope that that this episode finds you all well. I hope that you survived the apocalypse of the eclipse, and I hope that y'all have an amazing rest of your week, because the next couple weeks we have some really good episodes coming out. We are recording a movie at the diner. So we haven't done one of those in a while. It's been a long time since last year, and hopefully y'all are itching for another episode of me and my friends talking about movies very terribly and along with that, on here I got some life updates. They're all outdated now. My book is about to come out. The last episode you heard was some excerpts from that poem book, and I'm also about to finish another one. So, yay! I've almost got 3 books published. That is something that I never intended to start, but it kind of just, you know, once I decided and got in that headspace that I was going to be a published author, I hyper focus on it for about 6 months out of the year, and I write like crazy. It's all I do. And then the next 6 months I'm burnt out and I don't write at all. So same with reading. I do that too. I'll do, you know, like 2 months I'll read nothing. And then there'll be a month where I read 30 books. And then I, you know, don't read for another couple months. You know, the ADHD, like, hyper-focus thing is really crazy. And if you are like that, then you know that, like, it's obsessive. Like, you can't do anything, you can't think of anything but that. And I hate that headspace, but I've tried to really make it productive lately and make sure that I'm completing projects when I'm in that space. So for the lack of rambling, I will go. This is Future Aaron, and just remember, guys, that you're welcome here anytime, and we're glad that you stuck around all this time, and hopefully we'll get you some new, fresh, out-of-the-oven episodes.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
When you're working hard, you need a hand cleaner that's hard working. Permatex's fast orange hand cleaner cleans hands quickly and efficiently. It removes ingrained dirt, grease, grime, oil, etc. It contains the high-quality moisturizing agents lanolin, aloe vera, and glycerin, which prevents the skin from drying out and cracking. It comes with a lovely orange scent, but don't let that fool you. It's tough on grime. I'm Asta, and you can find Fast Orange in stores, and you can find me on twitch.tv, tiger_eyes_dark.
So there's been quite a bit of things going on, and I don't have a guest today because the guy I was supposed to talk to has laryngitis, and that's pretty unfortunate. Like, I mean, you kind of need your voice to be able to, you know, hold a conversation. So I figured I would sit here and talk to you guys about some of the stuff going on with me and my life. I am currently writing my second book, and I'm almost done with it. And I am working on a third and fourth book. They're both novels. The book I'm almost done with is another tribute to my sister. It's a poetry collection. And then I have a book about, it's kind of like a modern day cowboy law drama about a sheriff out of Oklahoma who gets mixed up in some supernatural stuff, and it's for him to decide whether or not these things are actually supernatural or if they're, you know, all in his head, and it's because of the stories he's heard his whole life. Native American lore is involved, and things that go bump in the night. And also, you know, how do you deal with some of the greatest loss that you could think of? You may see a theme. I write about what I know, at least, you know, the core value of my books. And so that's a big thing that I've dealt with is loss. And so I try to not, like, hit people over the head with it, but I definitely have it, you know, kind of as a theme in a couple of the things that I'm writing. But the other book I'm writing is a book about a kid and his best friend that's a dog. And the dog starts acting weird. And he may or may not be a skinwalker. And it's kind of like a supernatural horror, but it's also about, like, you know, when you're a kid and in your childhood, everything is kind of grandiose and, you know, people don't really believe you when you tell the truth when you're little, because a lot of times you exaggerate things and, you know, tell little white lies. And sometimes that leads to adults thinking that you're fibbing when you're really not. And also, because of this, it's also kind of hard for the parents, because when do you put your kid in therapy, and when do you listen to them when they're telling you something, and when do you just kind of, you know, shake it off and be like, okay, they're obviously dealing with something else, and how do you help them when they are showing signs of stress and exhaustion. And I think it delves deep into that whole psyche of, you know, just childhood being scary. And what do you do when your best friend is not your best friend anymore? And realizing that we don't know everything that we think we do. And that the world is scary. And there's a lot of gray. And on top of all that, you know, a little bit more shallow is just, it's scary. It's a horror. And so I wanted to try my hand at that. So I am about 3/3 done with that book. I'm sure the editing process will be pretty crazy, because I am not an editor and I suck at catching my own mistakes a lot. Obviously, my first edition of my poetry collection has like 3 typos in it, and I even had an editor, so yeah. But I spelled Megan's name wrong, my wife. Like, come on, man. It was a autocorrect after I was just putting the final touches on the book, sent it off, and didn't realize it till after it had been printed a lot and I had donated it to the library.
Today's episode is brought to you by
Nestle Hot Cocoa.
From the brand that's been making chocolate memories for 100 plus years, with individual packets perfect for the office or on the go. Each single serve packet makes creamy smooth cocoa good to the last drop. Now in 10 different flavors, find your favorite taste today.
So grab some marshmallows and some cookies and let's get back to the show.
And now, back to the show.
I I've had a giant obstacle to overcome when it comes to riding, and it's mainly because I know I'm a good rider. I just don't know if anybody else likes my writing. I don't know how to explain that. When I do write and I do let people read it, I have gotten good reactions, but then part of me is like, are these people just saying this thing because it's me and they know me? And so, you know, imposter syndrome sets in, and it really is hard to like finish projects for me, especially with my ADHD and just feeling like nothing I ever write is good enough, because even after rewriting and rewriting, I will sit there and rewrite a chapter 10 times before I like it. And then when I go to publish it or go to send it out to be read, I pick it apart in my head, you know? And I know that's terrible. I know that's not proficient. I know that, you know, according to like Brandon Sanderson and other artists and authors, you need to just do the project, get it done as efficiently as possible, get it out, and then you can edit it and scale it back or change the narrative or whatever you want to do. And I would love to be that way, but at this point, I'm just not there yet, and I'm trying. So as far as books go, that's where we're at. And I've got a ton of ideas. I've got this little note that I keep, you know, it's like a running list of all the ideas I have for books and all their titles and stuff. And I think it's up to like 40, and I'm never going to write that many. So I have to be patient, because I will get out in front of the cart, you know, and start writing other books in my head. And I know that's dangerous too. So if you're a fellow creative and you struggle with stuff like this, let me know, because I would really like to discuss stuff like that. I'm going to talk to a guy named Joe Stillman today, and I'm hoping really, like, I'm really hoping that I get to talk to him about a bunch of exciting things. He's a writer, and we've had issues with time, because he's currently doing, he's participating in the walkout. You know, they're picketing and protesting. I almost said riot, and that's not the right word. It's peaceful. But talking to him has been pretty cool, and learning, you know. And then I've also reached out to a couple guys on Twitter, and I really dig their stuff, and I feel like they're in my wheelhouse as far as, like, you know, the style I'm trying to convey. And so, yeah, that's just a little tidbit about what's going on in my creative world. And I hope that whatever you're doing, my advice to you is just to keep creating. Don't let yourself get discouraged and finish your projects. I know it's really, really hard, and it's easier said than done. But I believe in you, and I really think that no matter how good or how much experience you have at a certain thing, if you're creating something, you're doing something amazing. And I believe that all art should be cherished. It's what sets us apart from, you know, animals and other things. And I really do believe that art is a gift. And that's what I have to say about that. So in other news, we're working on, you know, moving and moving onto the land, and it's been very stressful because it's not going as fast as we thought it was going to. Paying off the land has taken some time, and we knew that was going to happen, but I'm impatient again. And so right now we're staying in an RV, and it's very, very stressful. And I just want my kids to be able to, you know, spread out and give each other a breather, because I know for a fact that two of them are autistic, and it's really hard for them to, you know, be shoulder to shoulder with their sibling. And, you know, you would just think, oh yeah, go outside and spread out. Well, they want to be, you know, right there in the middle of it. So it can be difficult, but I plan on, you know, this being a learning experience for all of us. My oldest will be gone in a few years. She'll be going to college, and she changes what she wants to do every couple weeks. But I'm proud of her, and I hope that, you know, she knows that. But, yeah, I think I'm going to have them on again. I know that the kiddos get, like, a ton of listens. I know people enjoy them and, you know, hearing them grow up and kind of, like, what they're into at the time. And I want to do a couple more movie podcasts. I know we've done a bunch, but I enjoy them. I know they can be awkward because, you know, my friends don't always... I think what happens is they come on and they're like, hey, you know, I'm really excited to do this podcast. And then they're looking to me to like guide everything. And I'm kind of just like trying to feed off of them. And so we do this weird dance for like the first part of it, to where it's like, you know, I'm trying to sit back and let them talk. And they're trying to be polite and not talk and let me run it. And I think I just need to be a better leader. Because they're all incredibly funny and incredibly fun to talk to. So I can't wait to like convey, you know, that the recording and do them justice, because they are, you know, like it's a blast. Like we have a good time. If you want to check out our Twitch channel, we have a bunch of clips on there from when we were having a good time and laughing and, you know, me not able to breathe and wheezing, because, you know, that's what I do a lot when we're laughing. But we are still in Oklahoma, and my wife is currently working a contract job, and she seems to like it. It's a NADA, and I think it ends at the end of the year, so we'll see how that goes. She's making decent money now, and so hopefully that will help us, you know, get the studio set up and everything, and free up some more time to do what we love and spend some more time in the diner. 'Cause I really do miss it. I miss being, you know, able to pop episodes out every week. I may start doing them every couple weeks or once a month. I'm not sure. But I do have a bunch of guests that I'd like to talk to. I have on my wish list. And a couple local friends that I want to talk to. I'd like to have my dad on here. Getting him to commit is a problem because he doesn't want to say anything that'll get him in trouble. You know, because he is a pastor. And, you know, it's hard to put stuff in stone. And I know that Andy, we had him on. I know that was a problem for him as well, because, you know, you don't want to speak out of turn or say something that hurts somebody's feelings later on. And we did ask him really hard questions. That was during the, you know, Black Lives Matter beginning of that movement. And there was a lot of Me Too and stuff. And we were just kind of new to this, and we wanted the hard-hitting stuff. And we didn't really talk about him a whole lot as much as we talked about, like, how he felt about certain things. So I'd like to have him back on, because he's a really big... like history buff, and so am I. So I think that'd be really cool to like talk about the history of Oklahoma and our local area and just stuff like that. 'Cause you know, he's older than me and he knows kind of how it was back then. So, all right, everybody. That's my update. I hope that this finds you well, and I hope you all remember that you're always welcome in the diner, and I love you guys. So hug your family closer than you do normally, because life is short. And I will see you next time. Thanks for listening.